And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
There was an important ruling issued last Friday by a Wake County Superior Court judge that ought to rekindle the public's belief in and support for democratic constitutional government. The ruling came in the case of NAACP and Clean Air North Carolina versus Moran Berger. It challenged the constitutionality of two of the constitutional amendments approved by the General Assembly during the final days of the regular 2018 legislative session. The amendment sought to mandate a new voter ID requirement for North Carolina elections and lower the cap on the state income tax. The premise of the case and Judge Brian Collins' very narrow ruling were simple and eminently reasonable, namely that it should be unconstitutional for state lawmakers to pass constitutional amendments when they have been elected under electoral maps that have themselves been declared unconstitutional, as has been the case in North Carolina for some time. Let's hope that the appellate courts agree and sustain Judge Collins' ruling. Even if they don't, however, the ruling strikes another powerful blow against gerrymandering and for democratic government. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.